Will everyone in the Missouri Senate please rise for the prayer by our chaplain, followed by the Pledge of Allegiance.
In the 32nd chapter of Job, we hear, "Let days speak, and many years teach wisdom, but it is the spirit in a man, the breath of the Almighty, that makes him understand." Gracious God, we know that all life continues only as long as it is renewed, and we pray daily that we might be renewed by your Holy Spirit, so that we are capable of performing the work that you have given us to do. We pray that you will inspire with wisdom and accomplish that which is well-pleasing in your sight. In your holy name we pray. Amen.
Amen. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Secretary, call the roll.
Senators Brown, Chappelle Nadal, Cunningham, Curls, Dixon, Emery, Hageman, Holzman, Kevney, Kehoe, Kraus, Leibla, Munslinger, Nasheed, Onder, Parson, Pierce, Richard, Riddle, Romine, Sater, Schaff, Schaefer, Schatz, Schmidt, Shoup, Sifton, Sylvie, Wallingford, Walsh, Wasson, Whelan.
Barry, you're here. A quorum is present. The Senate is now in session. Secretary, read the journal.
Journal of the Senate, second regular session, 15th day, Tuesday, February 2nd, 2016.
Senator from Cole.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move that further reading of the journal be dispensed with and the same be approved as though having been fully read.
You've heard the motion. Those in favor say aye. Those opposed, no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. Reading is dispensed with. Senator from Cole.
Thank you, Mr. President. For the benefit of the body, Elisa Nelson from Missouri Net and Kermit Miller from KRCG TV have been given permission for photos and video in the Senate chamber today. Mr. President?
Yes, sir.
I seek unanimous consent for the guests of the Senator from Lewis to be allowed to enter the chamber with sidearms.
Hearing no objection to that unanimous consent request, it is so ordered.
Thank you, Mr.
And the
President.
Senator from Newton, were you needing to be heard from, sir?
Mr. President, please refer SCR 62 and SCR 63 to Committee on Rules, Joint Rules, Resolution, Ethics.
So ordered. Thank you. Introduction of guests. Senator from Callaway has some guests.
Thank you, Mr. President.
In bright red.
Thank you. I have an introduction of special guests today, and as we look around this chamber, you see quite a bit of red in this room, and that is because February is American Heart Association Month, and we have a number of people here today in the Capitol that are promoting the education and awareness of by encouraging our citizens to learn the warning signs of heart attack and stroke. Heart disease is the number one killer of both men and women. They don't discriminate, either or. It's our nation's number one cause of death. And 90,000 people here in Missouri die from cardiovascular diseases each year. They would like to improve those numbers. 80% of the cardiovascular disease may be prevented with everyday healthy living style. So behind me today, we have a number of members of our American Heart Association, and many of the people up in the upper chamber are survivors of heart issues. I also have with me on my right and your left Mary Smith, who will accept the resolution for our group today. The others are up in the upper gallery. Mary is a cardiac arrest survivor who was saved by CPR. She is the current vice chair of the St. Louis Go Red for Women Passion Committee and a strong advocate for CPR in our schools. Mr. President, I would love for the body to please make these heroes and our Heart Association members welcome.
Will all the guests of the Senator from Lewis from around the state please rise for recognition by the Missouri Senate. Senator from Phelps.
Thank you, Mr. President. Mr. President, on your right and my left, very good friend of mine, if you'd stand up, Bobby. This is Bobby Simpson. He's Region 3 Vice President for the Missouri Cattlemen's Association. He resides in Salem, Missouri, which is in Dent County. Please make him feel welcome.
We're delighted to welcome Mr. Simpson back to the Missouri Senate. Senator from Christian.
Thank you, Mr. President. Point of personal privilege.
Senator from Christian will be heard on a point of personal privilege.
Mr. President, a quick story I thought the body might be interested in. Last Monday night, the senator from Franklin had a fish fry, and at that fish fry, he showed us a picture of a very large fish that he had caught in one of our local streams, and he showed the picture to the Conservation Department. He didn't know what kind of fish it was. The Conservation Department went and checked it out. It turned out it was called a spotted sucker. It was about a 5-pound fish, at least that. Turns out the state record for spotted suckers was 3 pounds and 11 ounces. So the senator from Franklin had caught the largest spotted sucker in the state of Missouri, and he didn't keep it. We ate it that night. So I'd just like the body to know that the world record spotted sucker tasted pretty good at the Senator from Franklin's fish fry. Thank you.
Thank you, Senator. Senator, may the chair inquire of you. Senator, may the chair inquire of you.
Yes.
The chair would aspire to an invitation at next year's fish
fry. I'm sure the Senator from Franklin will abide by that.
Thank you, Senator. Senator from Lewis.
Thank you, Mr. President. It's with great honor today I'd like to represent or like to introduce three more of our law enforcement agencies here in Missouri. To my left and your right, Mr. President, is Sheriff Jimmy Shin from Marion County, Sheriff Jerry Dinwiddie from Rawls County, and from the Senator from the 12th District is Sheriff Rodney Herring from Grundy County. And I'd like the body to make them feel welcome.
Let's welcome these special guests and peace officers to the Missouri Senate. Introductions, petitions, memorials, remonstrances, resolutions, concurrent resolutions, introduction of bills. Senator from 15th is on his feet. Senator, yes.
It's a long way down in this life, Mr. President.
Yeah. Send your bill forward. Read the bill of the senator from the 15th.
Senate Bill number 1018, introduced by Senator Schmidt, an act relating to an earned income tax credit.
Senator.
Thank you, Mr. President. This bill... and I think for this chamber and this General Assembly in addressing issues of poverty, it is very important for us to remain focused on strengthening the economic ladder for those who need help the most, the poor. And this bill would make that priority reflective in our tax policy by allowing individuals with lower incomes to keep more of their own money. Thank you, Mr. President.
Introduction of bills. Okay, sir.
Senator from Barrie, send your bill forward.
Thank you, Mr. President. I have a bill.
Send your bill forward.
No explanation necessary.
Madam Secretary, please read that bill.
Senate Bill number 1019, introduced by Senator Sater, an act relating to physician referral for physical therapy.
Introduction of bills. Senator from the first.
Thank you, Mr. President. I have a bill.
Send your bill forward. Please read the bill.
Senate Bill number 1020, introduced by Senator Sifton, an act relating to a tax deduction for certain small businesses.
Would you care to explain your bill?
No explanation necessary, Mr. President.
Further introduction of bills. Senator from Polk.
Thank you, Mr. President. I have four bills, five maybe.
Is it four or is it five?
I can't take that.
Send your legislative package forward. Read the first bill. Read the first of four bills.
Senate Bill number 1021, introduced by Senator Parson, an act relating to security of ambulance district funds.
Senator, did you care to explain any of your bills? Senator from Polk. Senator from Polk. Senator from Polk, did you care to explain any of your bills? Okay. Read the next.
Senate Bill number 1022, introduced by Senator Parson, an act relating to the licensing of roofing contractors.
Read the next bill.
Senate Bill number 1023, introduced by Senator Parson, an act relating to predetermination of health care benefits.
One more. Mm-hmm. Read the next bill.
Senate Bill number 1024, introduced by Senator Parson, an act relating to animals.
Introduction of bills. Senator from the 8th.
I have a bill, and you look fabulous up there in that red jacket.
Thank you. Thank you. Send the bill forward. Madam Secretary, please read the bill.
Senate Bill number 1025, introduced by Senator Krause, an act relating to the taxation of instructional classes.
Further introduction of bills. Senator from Cole.
Mr. President, would you ask the Secretary if there are messages from the House, and if so, would you please have those read?
There are messages from the House, and Madam Secretary, please read those messages.
Mr. President, I am instructed by the House of Representatives to inform the Senate that the House has taken up and passed House Committee Substitute House Bills 1366 and 1878, entitled an act relating to interchangeable biological products, in which the concurrence of the Senate is respectfully requested. Respectfully submitted, Daniel Adam Crumless, Chief Clerk.
Senator from Cole.
Thank you, Mr. President. Without objection, the Senate will go to the order of business of reports to standing committees, and I ask you to recognize me for a report.
You are recognized for that.
Thank you, Mr. President. Your Committee on Rules, Joint Rules, Resolutions, and Ethics has a report.
Send the report forward. Madam Secretary, please read that report.
Mr. President, your Committee on Rules, Joint Rules, Resolutions, and Ethics, to which was referred Senate Bill number 655, begs leave to report that it has examined the same and finds that the bill has been truly perfected and that the printed copies furnished the senators are correct. Also, Mr. President, your Committee on Rules, Joint Rules, Resolutions, and Ethics, to which was referred Senate Substitute for Senate Committee Substitute for Senate Bill number 657, begs leave to report that it has examined the same and finds that the bill has been truly perfected and that the printed copies furnished the senators are correct. Respectfully submitted, Senator Kehoe, Chairman.
Senator from Cole.
Thank you, Mr. President. May I inquire of you?
You may.
Are red coats considered a prop?
They are not.
Thank you, Mr. President, for clarifying attire. That. Mr. President, without objection, the Senate will go to the order of business of announcements, and I'd ask you to recognize me for announcement.
Announcements, and you are recognized.
Thank you, Mr. President. For the benefit of the body, I appreciate the flexibility to let gubernatorial appointments meet today. That committee went long, and that's why we didn't have a morning session that included taking up bills. We plan to come back in at 4 today. I will be keeping an eye on any committees that are going long. I'm very sensitive to constituents that travel a long way to testify, so if that is still going on, we may start a little bit after 4. And we'll work into the night just a little bit, not too late, not into tomorrow, Mr. President, just into tonight just a little bit, and try to go through the perfection calendar and a couple other items that might be ready for debate. FYI to the body, Mr. President.
Announcements. Chair would like to announce that the Education Committee, the hardworking Education Committee, will start promptly at 3 o'clock. And need the members there right at 3. Further announcements. Senator from Lewis.
Yes, Mr. President. Your Committee on Agriculture, Food Production, and Outdoor Resources will meet today at 1 o'clock in SCR 1.
Further announcements. Further announcements. Senator from Cole.
Thank you, Mr. President. No further business coming for the body. I move the Senate stand in recess until 4 p.m. today.
You've heard the motion of the Senator from Cole. All those in favor say aye. All opposed say no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. We are in recess until 4 p.m. this day.